Twain once said that when there's a gold rush, it's a good time to be in the pick and shovel business. Today, we look at the rapidly evolving markets in the marijuana green rush in our Cannabusiness Chronicles. Today in the Cannabusiness Chronicles, we make our way back down to the wonderful state of Texas in Dallas, where they've got a great conference that's going on this week. It's the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo, and joining us to discuss it, we've got Dimitri Downing on the phone. Dimitri, welcome.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are things in Texas?
Well, actually, I'm in Arizona today, but I'll be in Texas tomorrow.
So you wouldn't know how things are in Texas, but we'll have to ask you tomorrow. The Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo is one that I've done a couple of versions of. I've been to the one in Phoenix, been to the one in Fort Worth last year. Tell us a little bit about when the expo's happening, where is it at, and what's going on?
Well, the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo is designed as an emerging market expo. While there's industry expos that focus on, you know, the existing industry and CEOs getting together, shaking each other's hand and congratulate each other for being masters of the universe, there's tens of thousands, millions of people in states that are yet to be converted over and are switching over from medicinal to recreational, who have no idea but are soon going to be subject to the new brands and MJ freeways and weed maps. Well, weed maps is everywhere anyways. Weed maps is huge. But anyways, so there's all these citizens, taxpayers, entrepreneurs, cultivators that are wondering what it looks like when it switches over. And not everybody can afford the $600 tickets at the MJ Business Daily and can travel over to Vegas. So in Texas, we're going to be showcasing kind of the national industry and the emerging brands and what it's looking like to individuals who haven't seen much before. And at the same time, educating taxpayers, educating citizens, media, politicians, policymakers. As you know, in Texas, and I have spent a lot of time there lately, but the door has been cracked open with medicinal marijuana. And as you know, something in the cannabis industry, once that door is cracked open, we know that the truth, you know, the light of truth shines on things, and it just expands to fully medicinal and eventually maybe to adult use. So it's pretty exciting. Texas is on the cutting edge, and we're going to be down there.
Well, we're so glad that you're down there helping to educate people and get them excited about the new industry. It was a great event the last time I was down there as well. And what dates are the event happening?
It's this Saturday and Sunday. The dates are the 22nd and 23rd, with a special pro-cannabis, pro-athletes event on Friday night. But the heart of the matter is on Saturday and Sunday. That's when all the speakers are. For the SWCC Expo Texas.
Okay, so where can people find this information online, Dimitri?
It's at the Fort Worth Convention Center, and it's just go to swccexpo.com/Texas. And then, of course, we're going to be in Florida, which is even more exciting, in the early part of June. And that's the SECC Expo in Texas.
Oh, in Florida, you mean? SECC?
Oh, Florida, yeah, that one's in Florida, sorry.
Where in Florida will that one be held?
That one be in the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area.
Oh, excellent. There have been a few events I've heard of in the Orlando area. Glad to hear you get down more into the south of Florida, where there's so many seniors that could benefit from medical marijuana use, at least. So SECC happening in June, SWCC happening this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the Fort Worth Convention Center, last place I was there. Tell us about some of the speakers and panels. What are people going to be learning?
Well, it's the usual. I mean, people have been to these. So Texas is obviously on the cutting edge, on the frontier. I think a lot of your listeners are more experienced cannabis industry individuals. So we have a lot of the usual speakers panels lined up to teach people about what the market looks like, you know, what the opportunities are, what the regulatory structures are, what's happening in other parts of the country, and what to expect in their own state. So we have lots of different panels set up for educational purposes. Which are going to be really valuable to the newbies in the Texas market. And there's tens of thousands of people down there who are dying to learn about what the economic opportunities are and what the new world order looks like post drug war, you know?
Yeah, really so looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Now, Dimitri, holding this in Fort Worth Exposition Center, has it been difficult working with city officials? What's the reaction to a cannabis expo coming into town?
The exact opposite. The enthusiasm, I can't describe you the enthusiasm that we received. Let me give you an example. We go to this event where there's a bunch of other conferences that they're holding, and people that are helping the Fort Worth area and the convention center host conferences. We went to that event like 6 months ago. And, you know, we're like, you know, the toast and talk of the town. Everybody's like, oh, man, you know, cannabis conventions are exciting. We want you guys to be here. Fort Worth, Austin are on the cutting edge of liberal thought in Texas. And so just all sorts of restaurateurs, all sorts of government officials, all sorts of convention officials. Everybody's like, you know, you guys are welcome here. Just don't break the law. And we know the law is silly. And it's changing rapidly, but just don't break the law. And, you know, we know that the future is going to be cannabis expositions, and Fort Worth Convention Center is a great place to have it. So they were very welcoming, open arms down there in Texas.
Wow, that's really great news. Glad to hear it. You've got the SWCC Expo taking place this weekend, Fort Worth Convention Center, swccexpo.com. And the following weekend is the Global Cannabis March. I'll actually be there in Dallas, so I'm missing you by a week, Dimitri. Wish I could see you, but got another event to get to. So good luck, and thanks for joining us on the show.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, stay tuned, folks, because when we come back, we've got more highlights from the Boise Hemp Fest that took place on Saturday, a very heartfelt speech by my good friend and the founder of the Beverly Hills Cannabis Club, Cheryl Schumann. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.